So, all right, next is, we have Lawrence. Oh, yeah. And I believe I'm pronouncing the track. Oh, Holden!
Holden!
I am a good one to my people.
This is from the Thursday Writers prompt. She wanted to hold them accountable. She said she wanted to hold him accountable. After she bought him a car, that fur pea coat, that custom black 1956 Cadillac with white walls, some fine scented Italian cologne, a four-bedroom house in Berkeley, California. One day she came home a day too early from a business conference. She walks in her front bedroom. She catches him doing the most disgusting thing you can imagine. Something as a couple they had not even done yet. And something with her best friend. Someone who she told how good the sex was. How many times they had multiple orgasms. How sometimes they used to have to smash twice a day just to keep her from losing her mind. The sex was spiritual. She wanted to hold him accountable. She stabbed him 12 times with a 10-inch steak knife. But that's not what bothered the court. She removed his heart from his chest cavity. She placed it on a cutting block. She diced it into bite-sized pieces, which she then fed to her pet cat, Talbot. Talbot ate some of the raw heart, toted some of it across the street to play with another cat named Mr. Nibbles. But that's not what bothered the courtroom. After the crime, she got dressed. She went to a local blues club. She listened to a singer sing Stormy Monday. They call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. She came back to the house, stuffed the corpse in a garbage bag, slung it into a trash can for next day curbside pickup. That's not what bothered the courtroom. What bothered the courtroom was the only evidence of the kind found was a piece of digested heart tissue that was found stuck to Cat Taboo's hard, dry stool. The cat's half-buried dark brisquettes were sitting in an empty plant box right directly under the kitchen window. The organic odor blew through the living room. This is how she got busted. The judge asked her, "Do you have anything to say for yourself?" She told the jury, "Yes. I just wanted to hold him accountable."